on the next World Championship Boxing. Two-division world champion Timothy Bradley tests his heart and grit against the always dangerous Brandon Rios in what could be the fight of the year.
These are the guys that they make movies about, right here.
And then, step into the lives of superstars Miguel Cotto and Canelo Alvarez as they prepare for their November 21st pay-per-view showdown. Bradley versus Rios Live, plus 24-7 Cotto Canelo. Saturday, November 7th at 9:30 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, only on HBO.
HBO's World Championship Boxing returns on November 7th with a huge night of boxing. Two fan favorites square off when welterweight titleist Timothy Bradley Jr. defends his belt against all-action warrior Brandon Rios. Plus, rising star Vasyl Lomachenko defends his featherweight title against Romulo Coicicha. And after live boxing, don't miss 24-7, Cotto Canelo, as they prepare for their November 21st pay-per-view showdown. See it Saturday, November 7th at 8:30 Central, only on HBO.
Tonight.
This is the Bears fan source for breaking Bears news. The best Bears experts and the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. The Bears will head into Monday Night Football with against the Chargers at 2-5, just one win ahead of Detroit in the NFC basement at 1-6. Antrell Roll told Spiegel and Goff today that the Bears need to do a better job of closing out wins.
Not saying that we did get complacent, not saying that we did thought, you know, that we were just going to walk away with the win, because we know that every football game is 60 minutes. But what we need to do is, you know, we need to close with more of an attitude, and we need not to leave the games in such a close hands, you know, where the opponent can bounce back the way that they did.
Bears have the day off today. They'll return to practice tomorrow. San Diego will be without receiver Keenan Allen on Monday night and for the rest of the season. He suffered a lacerated kidney. Bulls back at practice today after getting blown out in Charlotte last night. And with the Thunder coming to town tomorrow, how did the team get back on track?
The ball didn't swing from side to side at all in the first quarter, and then we'd hit Powell and we'd just stand. You know, we got to cut, move, and apply some early pressure in the possession. And you know, we worked on it today, and hopefully we'll be better at it against Oklahoma City tomorrow.
That was Bulls coach Fred Hoiberg. Meanwhile, ESPN's Brian Windhorst says the Derrick Rose breakup with the Bulls has begun. He says all parties are ready to move on. And WNBA president Laurel Richie stepping down after more than 4 years on the job. Marian Hossa won't play against the Blues tonight at the United Center. He's still out with a lower body injury. Hawks and Blues get underway tonight at 7. Corey Crawford will be in goal. In baseball, Alexei Ramirez's tenure on the South Side appears to be over. Today, the White Sox declined to pick up his 2016 option, instead took advantage of a $1 million buyout clause. And Warriors owner Joe Lacob, for some reason, is telling people he and his fiance had a threesome with the Larry O'Brien trophy after the Warriors won the NBA championship. Of exactly what happened, he said, "I'll leave it to the imagination, but we had a lot of fun with it." Blech. Prairie Organic Vodka and The Score invite you to watch the Monday game with former Chicago football linebacker Hunter Hillenmeyer on November 9th at Prime Bar in Chicago. To win a spot, go to cbschicago.com/contests. It's Toasting with the Top, presented by Prairie Organic Vodka, handcrafted and made with respect from seed to glass. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the radio home for Bears fans, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Arlington Heights Ford. Visit ahford.com.
It's a thrill here. We got Antoine Fats Domino, Spike Lee's here. We got Brad Pitt. We had a chance to say hello to him.
Hub Arkish
on the sideline. Doesn't get any better than this.
670 The Score's NFL Insider.
We sat there and predicted exactly this, that this was who this team was.
Editor of ChicagoFootball.com.
An experienced NFL reporter with decades of experience.
Columnist for Shaw Media and the Chicago Sun-Times.
This is a different Jay Cutler than what I think we've seen the first 6 years here.
Taking your calls on the Bears and the NFL.
I have now been in Forest Park, right next door to Oak Park, for 3 hours, and Frank from Oak Park has not been here. If he has, he's hiding somewhere in the room, and I don't know. Frank, you are jeopardizing the honorary Helen Thomas spot on Wednesday night. To not come out and say hi, I find offensive, I'm disappointed, and I had really hoped to meet you in person tonight. So if you are there at 5 o'clock tomorrow, be prepared, because Frank from Oak Park is going to get it from me.
Oh, boy.
Sharkish with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
Ed Hub is brought to you by Ed Napleton, Elmhurst, Acura, Kia. Ed Napleton, second to none since 1931.
Hub Arkish is at Hub Arkish on Twitter, at Shy Football. He runs ChicagoFootball.com. He joins us on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at GrossingerDeals.com. Hi, Hub.
How you doing, guys?
Well, did Frank from Oak Park ever show up yesterday?
Helen did not show up.
No. Okay. Wow. Well, so now you two can have it out.
Yep.
Because here is Frank from Oak Park on the Score.
Hub, sorry I couldn't make it last night, but I had a prior commitment. But I really...
That ain't true!
Well, you got a call from Obama? I mean, what was more important?
It's just some family stuff.
I got you, Frank. Okay. This one time, you get a pass, buddy.
Yeah, okay, well, maybe I can make it for one of your pregame things. I'm going to a game later on. So, but I have real sympathy for you and others on the Bear beat, because getting basic facts from this group is like putting in an information request to the PR director at the Lubyanka under Stalin. That in mind, I'm always looking through NFL injury reports for the teams. And the Bears seem to have a lot of instances where players get more beat up in the week prior to a game. Now, are the Bears doing more than the allowed thumping in practice? Or is this an example of their initial injury data being so deliberately muddled that these are just, you know, the boo-boos from the previous week finally showing up?
Well, Frank, I've got to think back to my days at the Lubyanka under Stalin. We've kind of beat this thing up. We're not going to get what we would hope to expect from most NFL coaches from John Fox. The injury reports, I think, are probably pretty legit because the league actually watches that fairly closely. It's the worst kept secret in sports as to why the injury reports are important. The league pretends nobody gambles on football, but they know that they need that information to make their bets. They're now invested in fantasy football. They know that people need their information to play the game. And they do try and keep a fairly balanced playing field. So they're looking at it every once in a while. As far as are the Bears doing more during the week? Absolutely not, because I can guarantee you that there would be grievances filed with the NFL Players Association and eventually with the league office. In fact, John Fox has talked, not regularly but often, about understanding the new CBA and abiding by it. So, no, I think, and we talked about this a little bit last night, the game just gets more dangerous every Sunday. And as bad as the Bears list may be, it's not nearly as bad as the San Diego Chargers. Look at what you're looking at this week. So some teams have just taken a real bad beating so far the first half of the season.
Next up is Steve and Glenn Ellen on Sports Radio 670.
Hey, guys. Hub, a question for you regarding Marquise Wilson. You know, looking at his performance this year, it's been uneven at best. He was basically, it didn't do much his first 3 weeks, even with Jeffrey out. Played pretty well against Oakland and Kansas City, and then again was invisible really in the Detroit and the Vikings game. He's in his third year. I don't think he's distinguished himself as a starting NFL receiver. So my question to you is, you know, what is your assessment of him? And does it make sense in the last half of the season that we take a look at Cam Meredith or someone else on the roster?
Well, Steve, he's definitely not, at least at this point in his third year, a starting NFL receiver. I think the hope was that he could be a dependable three or at least a weapon as a four. He hasn't really established that. In Detroit, they had both Royal and Jeffrey back as a three. He's not going to be as visible, but Eddie Royal went down reasonably early in that Viking game. Marquise Wilson should have shown up, and yet he apparently was only open once, or at least that's how many times Jay Cutler threw the ball to him. Actually, I take that back, twice. Jay did overthrow him once on that. He had a pretty decent stop and go.
Yep.
But he's not a consistent enough route runner, and he occasionally drops football. So, I think your best hope at this point is he's probably a four who might eventually be able to be a three. And the answer from my perspective is yes, I would absolutely give a good look to both Josh Bellamy and Cameron Meredith, because they haven't had the shots that Wilson has had, and Wilson has not taken advantage of the ones that he's had.
Danny in Deerfield, welcome to WSCR.
Thanks for taking my call, Hub Tip. Yesterday I found it fascinating your remarks about Wizard Hunt, whereby he could have saved his job if he made some concessions which I think you meant like it could have fired some coordinators. That being said, does he have more respect in the league than someone, say, Jason Garrett, who is basically not even a coach, but does he's a puppet for Jerry Jones?
Well, first of all, what I was referring to with Wisenhunt wasn't firing coordinators so much as making changes to his offensive scheme. He runs his passing game differently than most NFL coaches today. They say it makes it harder. They, being his detractors, say it makes it harder on young quarterbacks. I don't know what they're basing that on, since Marcus Mariota was kind of a revelation when he was healthy. But that was what they were hoping for. That's what management and ownership was hoping for in Tennessee. And he said, no, I'm the head coach. This is the way I run my scheme. It's worked. I've taken a team to a Super Bowl. And the end result was a firing. Now, you know, he is highly respected around the league. You know, he got fired in Arizona, and then they started losing. That was understandable. Immediately rejuvenated the San Diego offense and rejuvenated Phillip Rivers and got another head coaching shot. I think he'll probably be a long time before a third head coaching shot, but he will be a coordinator again at the start of next season because he is very well thought of. You know, as far as Jason Garrett, that's a tough guy for me to evaluate. On one hand, I feel bad for him every time I watch him try and coach a game, and on the other hand, he kind of annoys me because he's the one who set himself up for this, you know, and he just signed a long-term extension. He's being very well paid to do what he does, and it's a tough spot he's in. There's only 32 of these jobs. They're really hard to get. Jones is willing to pay him very well to do what he's told, and he's made the decision that this is it, and he hopes to win with this team.
Yep.
If I was him, guys, what I'd really be concerned about is it's so obvious that without Romo, there are two different football teams, and even with Romo, they're not a Super Bowl team, and Romo's getting near the end. I mean, this guy's been pretty banged up, so you know, I guess that at least his wife's and his retirement is taken care of, and hopefully they'll, you know, have a nice life.
It sounds like the conversation we were having about Jim Tomsula and his decision to bench Colin Kaepernick.
Sit him or bench him.
And then he has this press conference where he clearly seems tortured over the fact that he has to do it, and it leads us to believe that this was one of those times where the team just wasn't going to keep playing for him behind this guy, but it may not be what he believes is in the best interest of the team. He does it anyway.
Yeah, I'm perplexed by that whole thing because, and admittedly, I was high on Blaine Gabbert coming out of Missouri, but he pretty much proved in Jacksonville that he was not an NFL-caliber starter. And I don't know who it is that Tom Sula is soothing or making happy with this move, because Kaepernick continues to be a fascinating prospect, a youngster who took a team to consecutive NFC title games, to a Super Bowl, who has clearly backslid, as opposed to Gabbert, who's never really accomplished anything. I find it hard to believe that the rest of the 49er roster is now much happier that they get to play behind Blaine Gabbert than Colin Kaepernick.
Our next caller is an old friend. He is Carlos in San Diego, appropriately, this week with Hub on the Score.
Hey, Hub, how about this dud of a Monday night game between the bad Bears and the bad Chargers, my friend?
Carlos, if it makes you feel any better, my next Westwood One assignment is Baltimore at Cleveland. So it can get worse. It can definitely get worse.
It can get worse. So, Hub, with Mike McCoy, his first year, they squeezed in the playoffs and won a game. Last year, they didn't make the playoffs, and this year it's unraveling. I get it that there's a lot of injuries, but with the team looking like they're heading to L.A., can you really move the franchise to L.A. with Mike McCoy as your head coach?
That's an interesting one. I mean, as you point out, you know, a playoff coach's first year, a loss on the final day of the season, his second year kept him out of the playoffs. The West has been a pretty tough competitive division with Denver at the top and Kansas City occasionally threatening to be good. I'm not ready to write off Mike McCoy. I think he's a good offensive football coach. You're working with Tom Tedesco out there, who left Indianapolis to take the GM job, and I think, you know, has done a interesting job, is the way I'm going to phrase that, of personnel acquisition. I mean, think about it. Since McCoy got there, you look at the high draft choices and how they've panned out. I think there's you know, concern. I don't want to call it blame to go around in San Diego. Much like we just talked about Wisenhunt, McCoy is highly thought of around the league, particularly on the offensive side. And I'm not ready to quit on him yet. It's not like he's gone to San Diego and put him in the tank. You know, I mean, he took over a team that was in the tank and got him the playoffs the first year. So I think we're at least one more. You do wonder. This team last year was arguably the most injured team in the NFL. Week 8 now, they are once again arguably the most injured team in the NFL. And it's interesting, the former team doctor, I keep hearing him on radio and on the internet now, apparently was suspended twice for not exactly acting like a doctor. I don't know how else to put it. And now you've got this team that is constantly injured. So that's an area that I think they need to look at in San Diego, really evaluate probably the training staff, the medical staff, and make sure that these guys are getting prepared as well as they can.
Milwaukee and Alex, you're on the score with Hub.
Hey, Hub, thanks for taking my call, guys. I got a question for you on the Cowboys offensive line. They do tend to let the guys get past them, and they bang up their quarterbacks every now and then. Romo's been injured here and there. But in general, it seems like they do a decent good job of pass protection, especially compared to other teams in the league. When you look at their running back protection, it doesn't matter who they seem to put back there. The guys like Joseph Randle, Christine Michael, last year you had DeMarco Murray was the best running back in the league. Is that a credit to the Cowboys offensive line? Is that a credit to the coaching staff? Is there really someone who you can give all the credit to, or does it just seem to be a formula that works there?
Well, I think a lot of the credit does go to that offensive line. I know you say that they're decent in pass protection. They're actually much better blocking the run than in pass protection. But on balance, they are one of the two or three best lines in football. What has been interesting is Ronald Leary played fairly well at left guard last year, started slow this year. They plugged Lael Collins in. Guys, this kid is a killer.
That guy is.
Yeah, I mean, there's some interesting tape on him. There's one play where he gets to the second level, wipes out two guys, and goes looking to the third level. So it's a very good offensive line. Scheme-wise, it is to the credit of Jason Garrett. He is an offensive-minded coach. Some people believe that the exit of Bill Callahan, who went to Washington, is what set that line back a little bit earlier this year. But then you look at Darren McFadden, went off for $159 last week. So it's an excellent offensive line. It's what I said a few minutes ago. I mean, if you've got Tony Romo at quarterback, if he's a threat to pull the trigger, he gives them a passing game. He's got a future Hall of Famer in Witten at tight end. Dez Bryant was the best receiver in football at the end of last year. And they can pretty much stick any running back in there, especially when they've got a passing threat. But without Romo, the whole thing comes apart. Brandon Whedon, what they were thinking about there is a mystery to me. Now, Matt
See,
Cassidy,
that's like the Blaine Gabbert thing to me.
Well, it's also like the Jimmy Clausen thing, to be honest.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah, it is.
And part of it is that there's not enough to go around. But and I guess that Castle was acquired to compete in Buffalo, so maybe he wasn't available during the offseason. But Matt Castle, to me, is a guy who can be a quality backup when he's had time in the system, when he knows what he's doing out there. This guy just got there 3 or 4 weeks ago, and you're asking him to go out and run the offense right now. But when you realize there probably are not more than 3 or 4 other quarterbacks in the league as critical to their team's success as Romo, and to have backed, knowing his injury history, to back him up with Brandon Whedon, that was inexcusable.
All right, more with Hub, 312-644-6767. He is all yours today. Come join the fun. Boris and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Chicago Sports Morning Show is Mully and Hanley.
The bull season took a little bit of a turn last night, as in your stomach turn. A vomitous performance. I tell you, I've never seen Fred Hoiberg so mad.
Turn them on when you get out of bed.
Or get in the car.
Mully and Hanley.
Chicago Sports Morning Show.
Turn them on at 5 a.m.
on Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. Don't look now, but the Lakers are probably the second worst team in the NBA. For the Lakers, who are 0-4, all four games in the state of California, all four games against teams which are prohibitive underdogs to even make the playoffs, it doesn't bode well for Kobe and the Lakers heading forward. The funny thing about ESPN ranking Kobe 93rd is that might actually be too high, considering how he's played. What's funny, though, about Kobe is we all assumed that this wouldn't be his last year because he looked in shape before the season began. That, by the way, is the same mistake that the Lakers made when they signed him to a 2-year contract extension before he had come back and played off a torn Achilles tendon. So we're as guilty as the Lakers were for expecting more out of Kobe. Fact is that Father Time remains undefeated, and Kobe should probably shut it down. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
This is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute, brought to you by FanDuel. And here are some inside tips from FanDuel for picking your Week 9 fantasy lineup. Todd Gurley has been putting the Rams on his back every one of the last four games, but there's other guys on that team too. Tavon Austin, tremendous value, and he scored a very long touchdown this past weekend. That Rams defense worth picking up, sometimes on the cheaper side as well. Rookies have been taking over the league this year. How about Stephon Diggs of the Vikings stepping it up? He's got the goods. Amari Cooper of the Raiders obviously does too. Some of these new guys seem to be putting up more points for less than the veterans, especially now that you've reached about the halfway point. So don't be scared to take your chances on the rookies. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com/weekly roundup. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now. Use the code LOCAL and FanDuel will match your first deposit up to $200.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London. Teas that fit your every mood. Available at Juul, Strachan Van Til, Ultra, or TwiningsUSA.com.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
Run to Old Navy right now. Today through Wednesday, the entire store is on sale up to 60% off. The days are shorter, the nights are chillier, and the season's best outerwear is all on sale now. Bundle up and save 30 to 50% on all outerwear. Peacoats, bombers, ponchos, and vests. Everything in store is on sale up to 60% off. And all outerwear is on sale today through Wednesday. It's cold out there, but you're getting warmer with up to 60% off the entire store right now at Old Navy. Gift cards excluded.
Right now, the Home Depot has Pergo XP Haley Oak Laminate Flooring for just $2.29 a square foot. Basic installation is just 89 cents a square foot. So, let's lay down a floor that stands up to our lives, with double the durability of regular laminate and just as beautiful as real wood. Let's do this with Pergo XP Haley Oak Laminate for $2.29, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, installation offer valid on laminates over 150 square foot with minimum purchase of 250 square feet.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Sundays on CBS. In the world of cybercrime,
It takes the best.
I'm Special Agent Avery Ryan.
To catch the worst.
I work crimes that start in the mind, live online, and play out in the real world.
From the creators of the most successful crime franchise comes the next generation of CSI.
FBI!
Academy Award nominee Patricia Arquette. Ted Danson.
The possibilities are endless.
CSI Cyber. Sundays only CBS.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
CBSN, the live digital news network from CBS News.
Welcome back to CBSN. I'm Jeff Glore.
Watch live anywhere, anytime.
We're following two developing situations.
Continuing coverage from the reporters of CBS News 24/7. Catch up on what you missed, view related stories, and share them.
This is a big news story.
CBSN is on right now on any computer, on the CBS News mobile app, and on Apple TV, Roku, and Fire TV. CBSN, CBS News, always on.
CBS Sundays. Critics call Madam Secretary riveting.
I'm the Secretary of State, and you'll speak to me with the respect that that office demands.
Spectacular.
Are you really willing to stake your whole career on this program?
Your frustration is duly noted, but this is what we're doing, so get on board.
It gets 4 stars.
I need you to trust me.
Taya Leone storms the halls of power.
I put myself in harm's way to ensure the safety of our country. I would do it again.
Madam Secretary, CBS Sundays.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The one and only Hub Arkish.
That's who you're talking to at 312-644-6767. And next week, when Hub joins us on Tuesday, we get the rare treat of breaking down the actual Bears game right almost in time.
Yeah, how about that?
Oh, yeah, buddy.
We continue with Greg in Lamont with Hub on The Score.
Hi, guys. I was wondering, you know, I know you were talking a couple of days ago about kind of the lack of, like, developing, for lack of a better term, professional quarterbacks in the NFL. And I'm wondering if the NFL would ever consider, like, putting together its own developmental league or minor league system. I understand the logistical nightmare that would be with college football and the way that is. But, you know, if they would consider maybe even doing something specifically for almost quarterbacks, like in Europe, how they have almost like soccer academies where they train these kids from early ages on to play whatever positions they're going to be in the pros. Would they ever consider doing anything like that in any regard at all?
Well, they actually have. It was called NFL Europe. And you know, granted it was in Europe, but that was the whole stated mission of that league, obviously beyond, you know, marketing their game and trying to create a larger audience. But they specifically said it would also be a developmental league. It didn't work out financially to be playing in Europe. It was not building the following that they had hoped. And so the developmental side of it went away. I think the NFL views it as they have their own developmental league. It's called NCAA football.
It's free.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. You know, and you've
Price
got
is right.
The draft is obviously a huge financial success. So should they do more? It's hard to say. They've also got these practice squads now, which is what they're supposed to be doing. I'm really glad you went there, though, because just a quick follow-up on what we were talking about before the break. If I'm a fan or a Bears fan or a listener out there, I'm saying, well, geez, you guys are saying, or Hub's saying, there's not enough good quarterbacks to go around, but we're criticizing the Bears and the 49ers and the Cowboys for having, you know, terrible backups. I think there's a plan there. What I would do is what first Ron Wolf and Ted Thompson always did. My number two would be a young developmental quarterback who I think might be able to be a starter eventually in the league, because that way I've always got the guy in training. For instance, with the Bears, I loved Garrett Grayson. I think New Orleans pulled the trigger around too early, but that's what they're thinking. They took this kid. They've got him there on the roster. Same thing with Brett Hundley in Green Bay and him. I was sick when the Bears passed him in the third round. But I look at David Fales. If I was the Bears right now, David Fales would be my number two. He showed me enough in that last Cleveland preseason game. I'd like to see a little bit more of him. I've seen enough of what I know Jimmy Clausen can't do. And so if he comes out and he fails, no pun intended, obviously, you're no worse off because you've got a guy who's not going to get you anywhere. And so I and a lot of NFL teams do this. I think your number two should always be your developmental guy, a guy who, even when you've got a good quarterback, again, look at the Packers did for years, you're always grooming somebody to be ready next.
Dan is in Ashton, Illinois, and he's on the score.
Hey, Hub. Hey, there was an interesting little segment on CBS during the London game about NFL officiating, which they had a talking head. It almost seemed like it was put together by both to kind of excuse the mishaps of the referees, and it kind of led me to three questions. One, with all these NFLs kind of blowing some calls, is the replay system working, and is there a system of bringing in new referees? Two, if this was, you know, the replacement refs, would this be a bigger story? And three, is the NFL starting to get the feel that maybe some of its fans have kind of gotten fed up with some of these calls that do affect games? I mean, obviously they're not as bad as what you saw with the Miami game over, you know, during the weekend, but it still does kind of turn you off as a fan. You're like, hey, you know, it's these guys, they don't get just paid, you know, a couple hundred bucks, a couple hundred thousand, and they're not dummies. They're trained professionals in their respective manner.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's try and go one, two, three. Number one, I think replay is working better in the NFL than it is in college football, where we see repeated instances of them using it to get plays wrong as opposed to getting them right. You know, I think more often than not, they get it right with replay in the NFL. My objection would be the Bill Belichick cause. I don't know why you can't use it for whatever you want. I mean, if the whole idea is to get it right, why do you have these restrictions when it can be used? I know they're worried about the length of the game, but this is where you protect the credibility of your game, of use it wherever you can to get it right. As far as replacement officials, I don't know about replacement officials, but these guys are graded every week. At the end of the year, they're graded, and the best ones make up all-star crews in the playoffs. The best head guy gets the Super Bowl each year, and there are changes during the offseason, so I wouldn't call them replacement officials, but they are doing that. And as far as number three, the answer is no. As long as revenue keeps going up, TV ratings keep going up.
Up to $12 million for the NFL.
Yeah, licensing dollars keep going up. There's no sign that the fans are. I know we talk about it. I know it's upsetting, but you better show them. You got to show them with your wallet, not with talk radio, that you're unhappy about it.
In Rockford, here's Joey on the score. Hello, Joey.
Hey, what's bad as the Packers have been the last 3 weeks? Any chance that McCarthy goes back to calling the plays?
Boy, Joey, I wish the Bears had been that bad the last 3 weeks. They were bad 1 week, okay? The other 2 weeks, they won a little uglier. But no, I'd be very surprised. They're still a 6-1 football team. The offense has not been clicking. There's no question about that. But there are some explanations, if you will. You know, Bulaga missed significant time with Don Barclay out there, who is no Brian Bulaga. Obviously, Jordy Nelson went down preseason, so you don't really count that anymore. But both Devontae Adams and Ty Montgomery, who are supposed to be the guy now helping Randall Cobb, about have been injured and have missed time. They haven't developed the tight end that they would like. And Eddie Lacy was nicked up for a while, even though he tried to play through it. So there's a lot of reasons for it, and I think it all came to a head against what we now know is the best defense in the NFL. What I did think was exposed a little bit in that Denver game, I can't remember if we talked about this last night or not, those cornerbacks who had been playing so well, Demaryius Randall was a revelation. Sam Shields was awful against the Bears in the opener, but then got better after that. Casey Hayward have been playing well. They're all under 6 foot. They're all a little smaller. So when you can attack them with these big receivers like a Keenan Allen, like a Demaryius Thomas, they're obviously struggling a little bit. Now, Carolina doesn't have that guy to go at them with. So I expect a bounce-back performance from them. And I love Carolina. Obviously, I love the coach. I do think they're for real. But I think the Packers probably bounce back this week. If they don't, then you start to tinker more and you start to worry about things. But I think it'd be way too early for McCarthy. It took him so long to give it up and to give it to Tom Clemens. I don't think he's going to take it back, you know, that quickly unless he feels it's an emergency.
Back to Oak Park. This is Jim. He's on the score.
Yeah, hi. Can you help me please understand the Detroit Lions?
this call could be from any year of the Boers and Bernstein show.
I'm trying to understand historically what's the problem with this terribly ineffective franchise, and most recently what happened 2014, 2015, this year, and lastly what's up, what's next?
Well, Jim, I
help, Hub, help.
Yeah, I mean, you're asking me to solve the problems of the world here. Listen, I'll tell you off the top, let's keep it simple. There's too much talent there for them to be this bad. It suggests to me that Jim Caldwell isn't a very good head football coach. I think that's where you got to start. I kind of like Marty Mayhew, the general manager. I mean, you look at some of the talent he's brought in, and of course, he inherited the legendary 0-16 mess of Matt Millen and Jim Schwartz, Rob Marinelli, I apologize, Jim. But then the first hire was the mercurial Jim Schwartz, who got him to the playoffs, got him playing fiery, but then got too fiery and had to go. Caldwell comes in the first year, and he's got all this talent. He goes 11-5. Did a similar thing. I think they were 7-9 the year before, so he goes 11-5 and probably should have won his first playoff game. Kind of got screwed by the officials there. But now you're only 7 weeks into the following year. Yeah, and Dominick Sue and Nick Fairley are gone. Dominic Raiola is gone. Olin was talking about this. So there's an attitude. There's a hard guy thing that is gone. But there's too much talent to be 1-7. And we've now seen them quit not once but twice, because you can't tell me they didn't quit in London. I understand you make the long trip. You're over there. You want to get home. But I think they need a coaching change, because they're – you know, if I gave – guys, let me ask you this question. If I gave you your choice today of the Lions roster or the Bears roster, which one would you take?
Going forward or to play one game?
No, going forward to build from.
Probably the Lions. I think the Lions have more assets overall.
I think they do.
Yeah, they do. I mean, what we've been discovering about this Bears team, and this is to the discredit of the prior regimes. This has nothing really to do at this early with Ryan Pace and John Fox. There's no playmakers on the defensive side of the ball, none whatsoever. No. Pernell McPhee looks like he's going to be one. They just brought him in. They need time to bring in more. On the offensive side of the ball, okay, you've got some playmakers in Alshon and Forte, but Forte looks like he's at the end of the road. Martellus Bennett has mysteriously backslid the last couple weeks. You look at the Detroit Lions, you got Calvin Johnson, you got Golden Tate. The running backs could be better. Amir Abdullah is interesting. They've got some nice offensive linemen. The offensive line is probably comparable to the Bears. But then you go over on defense, and I look at DeAndre Levy and Stephen Tulloch, and I look at some of those kids in the secondary. Ziggy Ansah is the next big thing amongst pass rushers. There's talent there to be much better than they are. They're not a Super Bowl team, and so you got to look at the coach, and I think that's probably the move at the end of the year.
What about Thanks? Is he going to come back?
Thank you as always.
Thanks, Hub. We'll talk to you Tuesday, my friend.
Take care. Have a great weekend.
Scoreboard update.
It's 5:34 in the score update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. The White Sox declined a 2016 option on shortstop Alexei Ramirez's contract today, opting instead for a $1 million buyout. That makes Ramirez a free agent. He would have been the fifth highest paid player on the team next year. Still possible the Sox could re-sign him for a lower price. Sox also purchased the contract.
He's on the team for next year.
Sox also purchased the contract of left-handed pitcher Zach Phillips from AAA Charlotte. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball, Kirk Gibson gets an interview with the Dodgers for their open manager position. Zach Greinke among the players who have opted out of their contracts in favor of free agency. Others include Joe Nathan, Clint Barnes, and Alex Rios. And the Nationals have hired pitching coach Mike Mannix. He was introduced today at Dusty Baker's press conference. To the ice, where the Blues are in town tonight to take on the Blackhawks. Marian Hossa out not only for tonight, but might not travel to New Jersey with the team for Friday's game. Hawks don't expect Hossa to miss much, if any, time beyond that, though. Corey Crawford gets a start in goal tonight. Puck drops at 7 at the UC. Bears have the day off today. They'll return to practice to begin preparing for Monday night's matchup against the Chargers tomorrow. Bulls were back at practice today after giving up 130 points in a loss to Charlotte last night. They'll take on the Thunder at home tomorrow. Meanwhile, ESPN's Brian Windhorst says, quote, the Derrick Rose breakup with the Bulls has begun. Windhorst says all parties are ready to move on.
Wait.
Yeah.
But what? Something has to come after that.
Yep.
Well, it's a video.
Okay, but what is he saying?
I don't know. I can't listen to it. It just got posted. I haven't had time.
Oh, okay, because that doesn't unless there's some substance there.
There's
no moving on. I mean, the contract is, everybody knows the contract's the contract, and nobody's trading for it.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yep.
I'm not quite sure.
They may be breaking up, but they're not quite broken up.
Right. No, everybody knows that.
They're breaking up.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you break up, but then you're still kind of together for weddings and games.
But he can't see.
He can't see.
So he's turning around. He's throwing the rice in the wrong direction.
Which is a huge part of it.
Yeah. Other people don't throw rice anymore. Don't get mad at me. I know it kills birds. Everybody throws bird seed now.
And bubbles.
Yeah, I learned that. That now your rice is bad because birds swell up and die or something.
Yep, exactly right. Join 670 The Score's Terry Bores and Dan Bernstein for the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour Friday at Cortland's Garage in Arlington Heights from 1 to 6 p.m. Come check out the broadcast, score some Bud Light swag, and enter to win a pair of Blackhawks tickets in the Bud Light Legends Lounge.
Wait, Julie, they throw bubbles or are they actually...
No, they blow them.
Oh, okay. Picture just picking up the bottle and just chucking it at him. I mean, maybe I didn't get it. I'm sorry. Sorry. I didn't know what I was supposed to do.
All right. Just I have one more sentence to read, then I'm out of here.
And I guess my guy homeless on the bridge blowing bubbles at everybody. But now that it's dark, he's not doing it anymore.
I like the guy with the xylophone.
What guy with a xylophone?
There's a guy at the corner of Michigan and Randolph with a xylophone, and he's really good.
Yeah, I know who he is. Yeah.
Like playing the vibes? Or is it like, really?
Yeah, he was
he's
playing,
getting it done.
He was playing Killing Me Softly yesterday, and it was amazing. He's great.
Wow. Did you give him any money?
No.
Well,
not that money. Amazing.
Wet his beak a little bit.
Well, I didn't stop and listen. I just kept walking. I wasn't like, you know.
You're going to wet his beak?
A dollar. Come on, big shooter.
A dollar.
Come on.
Beak.
I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the radio home for Bears fans, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Just saying something like that the both parties are ready to move on.
Yeah, but where to?
Of course they are.
Yeah, of course they are, but where to? What are you doing? There's got to be, you can't just move on.
You're not allowed to just sort of leave.
Okay, Derek, gets it. We're done. Go ahead. What? We can't see where he's going anyway.
Derek, where are you going? I don't know.
What up with the Lions?
Help, Hub. Help me. Help me with the Lions. Nobody can help anybody with the Lions or the Lions. Hey, we have a rare treat coming up next. Guess who is here to talk to us for our shift change when we come back?
Les.
No.
And the horse that rode in on that.
No.
Mully and Hanley.
No. Care to try again?
Herb Lawrence.
Nope. Nope, you're done.
Is it Steve Rosenblum?
Yes.
And? Less.
Steve Rosenblum.
Okay, cool.
And Mark Grody. Will join us next. I think between the two of them, they have a single working brain, but that should be fine.
Sort of.
Right, working.
They're also working on the breakup.
Right, they're both ready to go their separate ways.
Separate ways, but...
I mean, that's just the dumbest thing. Of course they're done after this contract, but it's still this contract. You got the score.
Streaming on 670thescore.com is brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com.
This is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute, brought to you by FanDuel. And here are some inside tips from FanDuel for picking your Week 9 fantasy lineup. Todd Gurley has been putting the Rams on his back every one of the last four games, but there's other guys on that team too. Tavon Austin, tremendous value, and he scored a very long touchdown this past weekend. That Rams defense worth picking up, sometimes on the cheaper side as well. Rookies have been taking over the league this year. How about Stephon Diggs of the Vikings stepping it up? He's got the goods. Amari Cooper of the Raiders obviously does too. Some of these new guys seem to be putting up more points for less than the veterans, especially now that you've reached about the halfway point. So don't be scared to take your chances on the rookies. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com/weekly roundup. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now. Use the code LOCAL and FanDuel will match your first deposit up to $200.
His dad's advice because he wanted to do everything himself. And after talking with his realtor's preferred lender, Jimmy was confused and overwhelmed. So he called his dad for advice. And Jimmy's dad told him again the only person he trusted to help his youngest son purchase a home was David. He strongly recommended that he call for a free consultation. So David answered Jimmy's questions. He explained the closing costs. He gave him several financing options. Needless to say, David, and not Jimmy's realtor's preferred lender, is helping him secure financing on his home. If you are purchasing a home and you want to work with a knowledgeable and trustworthy lender who will always look out for your financial best interest, call David. 312-751-1333. David's helped thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333 or visit pearldavid.com. To learn more about David's top-rated Saturday morning real estate show, Home Sweet Home Chicago, visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Illinois residential mortgage licensee 43358, licensed by DBO under California RMLA, NMLS 19186, pearlmortgage.com/license.
Billy, what are these chains for?
Has she been naughty this year?
And maybe you've been a bad boy yourself.
Well, this is Billy and Lauren here from the Diamond Air with affordable solutions to correct misbehavior of your loved one, or better yet, reward it.
You can reward that naughty behavior this year with a pair of beautiful solitaire earrings, or already have some? We'll enhance those studs by surrounding them with a halo of brilliant diamonds that we call earring jackets. And for that really naughty behavior, choose from a vast selection of colorless, ideal cut, loose diamonds.
Because we buy our diamonds directly from the cutter, skipping the middle guy, you can give her designer quality at half the price.
So call 630-355-RING or come visit us at the Diamond Air, and we will help you keep that special someone naughty all year long.
With the Diamond Air, you will get a larger, better quality diamond for less, because remember, gentlemen, size does matter.
There may be a chill in the air, but things are heating up at Sullivan Steakhouse for a limited time. Their signature filet is cozying up to a half pound of wild-caught king crab legs, and it's all yours for only $44. This is a steamy couple you won't want to miss. Hurry to Sullivan Steak.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great-tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London. Teas that fit your every mood. Available at Target, Fresh Thyme, or twiningsusa.com.
Before the
$250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no obligation.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
Quote.
Working only 5 to 10 hours per week. Call 1-800-597-9210 right now to get your free tax lien kit, plus 2 free tickets to a live training event coming soon to the Chicago area. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-597-9210.
Run to Old Navy right now. Today through Wednesday, the entire store is on sale up to 60% off. The days are shorter, the nights are chillier, and the season's best outerwear is all on sale now. Bundle up and save 30 to 50% on all outerwear. Peacoats, bombers, ponchos, and vests. Everything in store is on sale up to 60% off. And all outerwear is on sale today through Wednesday. It's cold out there, but you're getting warmer with up to 60% off the entire store right now at Old Navy. Gift cards excluded.
800 and can take you. Restrictions apply.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Shift Change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Visit ChicagoWolves.com at 545 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score. We get a chance to visit with my favorite sports columnist in the city.
Yeah, and you know, he's doing this out of the goodness of his own heart.
I know.
Because
I have no goodness.
Nor a heart.
He has no heart.
He has no heart.
Because I've heard that.
Rosie and Grody don't actually start until 7. I misread this because Bears All Access is from 6 to 7, but he's here because...
goodness of his heart.
Right, and nobody really wants him anywhere else, so he's got nowhere to go.
That's not true.
He's got nowhere to go.
I keep moving until I find a new Westinghouse refrigerator box. Nice. And that's it. And then I make that home.
And you can be on the bridge with my guy homeless. So what is on the agenda for the discussion tonight?
Well, we're going to discuss take the temperature of Bears fans, because I've noticed in our Tribune metrics and just seeing what the numbers show, what kind of stories are being read. Uh-huh. It's interesting. It doesn't, because the expectations were not great, and last year there was a lot of anger because of this is about the time I fired Mark Trestman last year. The expectations were great. Everything was building. I don't know where people are on this.
Are inconclusive?
They're weird. I will say that.
Are too.
They don't show what I expected them to show, and maybe I'll learn something from the people calling in. And I also want to interview. I want to interview Grody. This is like his first show since his Cubs adventure.
His Cubs adventure, yeah.
And
Cubs Funhouse.
Boy, I think it's all due to him. everything they accomplished this year.
I had the same thought.
I want to get his take, his snapshots, his mental scrapbook, and see what he's what stands out, what some of these people were like as he's decompressed, because that was a thing. Until those last four games, that was a thing.
No, what? It was a fun team to be around. That it's just the thing about the Cubs, and I can only from the outside looking in, just as a consumer, just as an observer, everything got on you so fast you almost didn't really have time to appreciate it in the moment. That here's Bryant, here's Russell, here's Schwarber. It's just like boom, 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 boom. And it doesn't happen that way. It's not supposed to happen that way. You're not supposed to get 97 wins and go to the LCS with that young a team that quickly, that many wins. And it was an absolute whirlwind.
And it surprised Theo because he told Eddie Vedder he can go ahead and tour in October. And he went to South America, and he would have missed the World Series had they gone on.
Oops.
Yeah.
It's not quite like Aramis Ramirez and Moises Alubay on the plane tickets.
Not quite.
We're out of here.
Gone. Boy, and, that's too cub.
And I'm going to ask him, being around these people, what he thinks there'll be greater expectations next year. And forgetting Bovada about the Cubs are the favorite to win the World Series, they're just the favorite to attract the most money.
That's easy.
In that bet. And Cub fans always bet their team.
They do.
Even,
when they're bad, they bet them.
Yeah, even when Jim Messian is managing them. So so this is, I want to see if he thinks these guys, how they'll perform when everybody's really looking. Like, it was a surprise. Burnsy, you're right. It sort of snuck up, but... But I don't know if that had, do you think that had anything to do with what they were thinking at the trade deadline? If it snuck up on them as well, because that Cole Hamels thing, when you look at what you're bringing out there for the games at the end of the maybe save the Mets series, maybe it wasn't there to be saved. But if that's Cole Hamels instead of.
I don't think pitching helps you the way that series went down against the Mets. Because they just had your number, whatever they were dealing, and you couldn't hit it. And you're trying to grind out at bats from guys throwing strike after strike after strike and getting calls in a generous postseason strike zone. I'm not sure Cole Hamels would have made the difference.
Yeah, I think Dexter Fowler is still at home plate arguing the last strike of the series.
He had some legitimate beefs several at bats.
Yeah, it was really tough. It was even worse with the TBS window. That was like playing whack-a-mole, just trying to figure out where it was going to show up.
Hawk liked it.
Yeah, of course he did.
I'm sure he enjoyed it.
And there was something else that I want to. I came across that will have no bearing on anything in Chicago. But for Seinfeld fans, they'll love this. There's a New Jersey Devils prospect, goaltending prospect, who has a Seinfeld inspired mask. Do you remember when Putty, who was a big Devils fan,
face painter?
Yes. Had his Brodeur jersey on. This guy did his mask of David Putty. That's what his mask is.
Really?
For the Devils! The Devils!
That's right. Hey, I forgot. You forget sometimes.
Nice, Tanny. The Patrick Warburton.
But Steve Rosenblum is Mr. Hockey, too. I forget about this. It doesn't register right away. And then Mr. Hockey's here.
Not Mr. That's, Happy.
That's not Mr. Happy, no.
Mr. Happy, too. And but Hockey as well.
I heard you guys discussing it and the other day with the Kane news, the apparent Kane news, which sort of seemed to be the case from the start.
The inevitable certainly, Kane news, yes.
Certainly yeah. Since the episode with the alleged bag that was a rape kit, even though rape kits are in boxes, an attorney should know that. The game that Patrick Kane's playing on the ice and with his line mates, they'll play again tonight with Tara Vinen. That's a magical thing. That's potentially because even though they're small, they can avoid a lot of contact.
They do.
And they can make some beautiful plays. And I'm coming around to that, to saying, well, this is the way it's going to be. He's going to be here. They're going to play this game. He's going to be central. He's among the league leaders in assists and in goals and points. And so I'm coming around to appreciating that. And it's hard for
your colleague David Haw wrote a column today about his continued conflicted feelings about it and how it takes time to come around. And that's sort of where I am. And I mentioned it yesterday that after dealing with his fans Yeah. And knowing that we'll never know.
It's hard to, yeah, it's hard to feel any other way,
right,
after that.
We'll never know what happened ever. We'll never know what happened. Just like we don't know with Ben Roethlisberger. We just, the way this is going to end, we're just never going to know. But I have, it's not necessarily actively saying I'm not into it. It's just the way it is. I can't enjoy him and enjoy watching him. I'm not there yet. And maybe I will be, but the experience, the personal experience that I had, certainly that the show had, that we've had in social media engagement with a really, really rotten group of awful people who care deeply about him, I'm having a difficult time mentally sort of divorcing one from the other still.
I understand that. The Caniacs can make things really ugly, and they have in a lot of different places. They're still going to play the games, and I have to care. And for now, I am. I'm conflicted too.
Mr.
I understand
Hockey.
That. But it's really a nice game that he's playing.
The Shift Change was brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Let's get out of the way. Bears all access coming your way.
Bears all asses? That's different.
Yeah, I was going to say something else. Thank yous too.
We thank Big Cat Williams for joining us. We thank Mark Schanowski for joining us. He's going to join us now Wednesdays at 4. He's always
great.
So much content with Mark. Yep. So much good stuff with him. I'm really excited about that news. And Hub, as always. So tomorrow, you know what we're doing?
Who are you crapping?
Right. We think our crack production is at Mr. Matt Abaticola.
Turnover for Carolina. And Wynn comes up with a fumble recovery.
Thought he pulled out too soon.
I love Matt Abaticola. He's Dale Jr. He's eliminated. Best production man who ever lived, Chris Tannehill.
A low-scoring game for 49ers up to this point. 3-0. And then Kurt Gurley takes this and goes 71 yards.
We thank you for listening, calling, emailing. Actually, we will do it all over again tomorrow. Yeah. Bears all access. And then Steve Rosenblum and Mark Brody coming your way at 7. Have a great night. We'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, what a day! What a lovely day!
Hey, Jason Goff here from the Spiegel & Goff Show. Middays 9-1. The Bears are 2-5 on the season and will now try to inch their way back towards .500 as they take on Philip Rivers and the Chargers under the lights for some Monday Night Football action. We're covering Bears Chargers right up to the game, so keep it here, Bears fans, on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
This is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute, brought to you by FanDuel. And here are some inside tips from FanDuel for picking your Week 9 fantasy lineup. Todd Gurley has been putting the Rams on his back every one of the last four games, but there's other guys on that team too. Tavon Austin, tremendous value, and he scored a very long touchdown this past weekend. That Rams defense worth picking up, sometimes on the cheaper side as well. Rookies have been taking over the league this year. How about Stephon Diggs of the Vikings stepping it up? He's got the goods. Amari Cooper of the Raiders obviously does too. Some of these new guys seem to be putting up more points for less than the veterans, especially now that you've reached about the halfway point. So don't be scared to take your chances on the rookies. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com/weekly roundup. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now. Use the code LOCAL and FanDuel will match your first deposit up to $200.
Criminal Minds is television's number one suspense thriller.
FBI!
CBS Wednesdays, find out why.
We use behavioral science to hunt down monsters.
The only thing more dangerous than the mind of a serial killer.
Why would you do what I ask?
This is not his first creepy rodeo.
Are the people who catch them.
This wasn't an assault, it was an abduction.
You'll find a new victim. He could strike again soon.
Criminal Minds, Wednesdays, only CBS.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on, what? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will in fact have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley. Experience that sets us apart.
This was a gotcha attack, not a security breach.
Pilots warn against a rush to make changes.
Integrity that makes a difference.
The police agency Europol estimated that they're dealing with thousands of potential terrorists.
Bringing new understanding to complex stories.
The commanders here are worried that the extremists will launch a full-scale offensive.
The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley. Original reporting.
The holiday season, a time for families and chaos. Turkeys and burning turkeys and beautifully decorated trees torn down by the cat. Thankfully, the Missouri Lottery's holiday chill out promotion is here. You could win a relaxing getaway to Greece, Mexico, or Napa Valley. Just enter your non-winning holiday scratchers and draw games tickets at MoLottery.com now through January 5th. So play it forward with the Missouri Lottery.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
Run to Old Navy right now. Today through Wednesday, the entire store is on sale up to 60% off. The days are shorter, the nights are chillier, and the season's best outerwear is all on sale now. Bundle up and save 30 to 50% on all outerwear. Peacoats, bombers, ponchos, and vests. Everything in store is on sale up to 60% off. And all outerwear is on sale today through Wednesday. It's cold out there, but you're getting warmer with up to 60% off the entire store right now at Old Navy. Gift cards excluded.
Right now, the Home Depot has Pergo XP Haley Oak Laminate Flooring for just $2.29 a square foot. Basic installation is just 89 cents a square foot. So, let's lay down a floor that stands up to our lives, with double the durability of regular laminate and just as beautiful as real wood. Let's do this with Pergo XP Haley Oak Laminate for $2.29.